Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, and Friday we start the holiday store for the Salvation Army in Avon. But right now we want to find out what's going on with Bradley. We bring in the executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority in front of the show, Kevin Dillon. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
What are conditions like now at Bradley International?
We're in very good shape here at Bradley. We've had about 2.5 inches of snow. Our crews have been working on the airfield all night long.
Yeah.
Our main runway is in excellent condition, and certainly the entire airfield's in good condition. We do have a number of cancellations, though, listed. We have about 8 cancellations for the day so far, six departures and 2 arrivals. And we are expecting, you know, sporadic delays throughout the day.
What causes the departure delays? Just too much snow, too much weather in the destination?
Our departure delays this morning are really as a result of flights not coming in last night.
Okay.
So we simply didn't have the aircraft here this morning to make up those departures.
Oh, my.
Earlier when the tragic crash happened, de-icer building got wiped out. That obviously hasn't had any effect on your ability to take care of the snow.
No, the facility that was damaged actually processes spent glycol. So our ability to de-ice aircraft really hasn't been impacted. It's our ability to collect the glycol and reprocess it.
How's it been going as far as just the terminal itself? Inside, you're stuck, your flight's late. Do you have many people just sitting around waiting for a plane?
Well, we have some people that spent the night here in the terminal.
Oh, really?
But, very few people, because the airlines have gotten very good at reaching out to their customer base, sending text messages and whatnot, advising folks of flight status. So very few people come to the airport in advance knowing that their flight may be canceled.
There is an app called Sleeping in Airports if you want to look for it, but it's there. I've got it. It's happened to a number of people and me a number of times. So, by the way, as long as we got you on, any new flights being scheduled here for the near future?
No, we're still working on a variety of routes we'd like to bring into the airport. I do believe we'll probably have some announcements throughout the year, but nothing that we can release at this particular
time. Well, okay. And I guess as I understand it, as I know from the last time I flew, the configuration of getting to Bradley has changed somewhat.
It is. We've completed our new airport entrance roadway. That's really been designed to enhance safety as well as capacity coming into the airport. So when folks approach off of the Bradley connector now, they come into the airport via a rotary, and it seems to be working very well.
Okay. And we should be aware of the fact that they're saying we may get a little more snow. It may freeze overnight or late in the evening, so that could cause more problems. People should always contact. Don't contact the airport. Contact your carrier to find out if your flight's delayed or canceled or that kind of thing.
That's a great point. A lot of folks don't realize that it's the airlines themselves that make decisions about individual flights. What the airport decides is whether or not the physical facility will remain open, and we certainly have plans to keep the airport open for the duration of the storm. But an individual airline might elect to cancel some of their flights, so you do have to check with your carrier.
And don't forget the Escape Lounge. That's a nice place to hang out.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it is. Very nice. My son's used it, and he loves it. Okay.
All right. Kevin, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Great talking to you. Thanks.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.